Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Harold Newcomb joining us right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
We're talking today with Dr. Harold Newcomb, Technical Services Manager for Merck Animal Health. Wanted to visit with Dr. Newcomb about the drought conditions we've been dealing with, not just this year, but back into 2011 as well here in the Southern Great Plains, and the impact it's had on the feed that we're able to offer our beef cattle herds.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of dry conditions, and that's caused a decrease in the quality and the amount of forage that these animals are being exposed to or able to consume. You've seen a decrease in the quality of grain. So all that's translated into an animal that has probably a weakened immune system that's not able to operate for optimum production.
When we think about not getting the right nutrients into that, into those critters, that has a snowball effect.
Yeah, I mean, the deal is if they're not taking in the correct nutrition, then obviously they can't give a correct immune response to vaccine. They're going to be more susceptible to the effects of the parasites, and you're going to see a drop-off in reproduction, you're going to see a drop-off in weaning weights, and you're going to see a drop-off in overall animal health.
We got to obviously pay up and try to get the right kind of forage, right kind of feeds to be able to offer these animals, but how do we get our arms around, you know, some of these difficult situations?
Efficient management is going to pay for some of it. But when you look at that, you've got to look at ways to optimize your animal health program. Obviously, if you're going to look at an animal health program, you got to look at parasites. They have to be the cornerstone of your animal or herd health program. The reason for that is they're going to touch every segment of cattle production, whether you're cow-calf, stocker, or feedlot. Parasites are there, so we have to deal with those. If we look at the three things parasites do, they decrease their appetite, decrease average daily gain, and they alter the way these animals can respond to viral vaccine and viral disease. So we have to deal with the parasites first. Once you deworm the animal, you need to check and make sure the product that you used was working, the use of a fecal egg count reduction test. All that's going on, you get the animal basically worm-free or with a low parasite burden, then you have to look at your vaccination program. Okay, am I vaccinating for what I need to be vaccinating for? Like in calves, if you're going to vaccinate for blackleg, which blackleg vaccine am I going to use? Because some of them are more stressful than others. We have Vision, okay, and it was actually designed to be less stressful. So, you know, we did several trials with that, and we looked at it. It was about 15 extra pounds more if you vaccinated with Vision versus a 5-mil product. So you have to do things kind of like that. Then you also have to look at growth technologies. What can we do to make these animals use what nutrients are available to them as efficiently as possible? Obviously, an implant, okay? An implant should give you about a 20 to 25 pound return for that dollar investment. It's going to turn into $40 or $45 at the end of the deal.
Maximizing your beef cattle health, efficiency, and productivity, even during these times of dry weather conditions. That's Dr. Harold Newcomb, Technical Services Manager for Merck Animal Health. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.